Lily, thank you very much for spending some time with us here today. Lenny Green was a close friend of yours, I understand, and he passed away on his 86th birthday just several days ago. What can you share with us about Lenny Green?
If you remember them guys, they all played together and I was their bat boy. And then many years after that, I found the Tigers. But then later in life, I went through my career, and later in life, we got it from Minnesota. He helped us almost win in 67, and then they played a few games in 68 and he retired. And I was just, when his wife called me, I just had a meeting regarding that 2 days past that where we kind of started. Recognize him as a song hero in the Detroit area and the Tigers and Minnesota.
Absolutely.
And I go back as a young man. See, when I was a young man, I had to be 12 or 13 or whatever. My dad made me stay in my own leg three times or four times a week. Then I played in one time a week against Bill Friend in the Babe Ruth leg, and then I played with the senior Lenny them on the Saturday night game. So I was fortunate as a young man. My father made me stay in my age group 4 days a week. But Lenny came, especially because you learn how to help. When you come up a young man and you learn how to respect both people who are ahead of you. And then the bat boy, you learn how to help many heroes in my life. Not knowing all these, Lenny and, as I mentioned, Kirkland and Ragland and later on, so many ball players came to that area, northwestern areas. Unbelievable that in the big league. And we was talking about that other day that Memphis and all these guys. I mean, in his right band, you could just go on and on and on.
Yes.
But I was blessed, and I think what I learned in life that looking up the older guys and learning listening as a bad boy. It helped me through my career where I don't care if my career may became greater, but it's still Mr. Green to me.
Okay.
You know, that's just out of respect that Doc, support he gave me through as a kid and playing in professional ball. And after I signed as being a bad boy and watch his leadership, how he carried himself through his career, it kind of, you know, pass it on through me, and I try to live my life according to that. Is going to athlete is more than just playing baseball. You represent the fans, the people.
That's a very good way to look at it.
Exactly. So I learned I never put the game before baseball, and I learned as a young man looking at these guys and coming up, I learned to play my whole career. And I think that's when I played 18 years because I played my whole career through the fans, and I learned that from people like Lenny Green, and he wanted a young person that went on with many years before Willie Horton signed. That's why, and maybe I would talk to Jake Wood, our first black guy, African American, and Tiger signed, you know, years ago, 12 years after Jackie Robinson. I called him and told him about Lenny. And so them guys, you know, I never always beat Mr. Woods and Mr. Green and all to me.
And Lenny was part of a group, I think, of three or four Twins players with Earl Batty, and they were designated as kind of a group with the Twins under Calvin Griffith to modernize the issues that they had back then, where they had to stay in different hotels and eat in different restaurants, etc.
They helped me because my first 5 years, it was bad here. But through people like Lenny Green and people that I know as a young man, and then I connected with Ernie Harwell and George Kell and Hank Greenberry, they got me ready for what I had to go through my first 5 years with the Tigers. But it all started back as coming up as a young man, watching these guys picking up their bat and gloves and stuff like that, you know. So you learn how to, and I learned to live my career through them, man, and try to make it better for everybody. And to this day, I'm still working in every beyond the field and try to make it better community for everybody.
Have you stayed in touch with Lenny Green over the years? And
oh yeah, well, we've been right up to private time. I was so proud. His wife called me an hour after he died, and he had my only dummy head in his pocket. It was my only number.
Hmm.
So I'm fortunate and blessed.
Yeah.
And I called our agent, Mark Dim, and so he let all our alumni know that about Lenny.
Yeah,
and
he was a quality
human being.
It's a shame to really see Lenny go, and he was one of the original twins. You know, there's only Billy Gardner, I think, and Pedro Ramos are the only twins that played on opening day in that lineup that are still with us.
Exactly. So it's a great deal, and a lot of people don't know about many of the unsung heroes. You know, I talk about Larry Doby all the time. I learned about the racial thing more through Larry Doby. He came up 6 weeks after Jackie, and I learned more about that through him.
Okay.
And people think Jackie, Larry Doby's like 6 weeks after. They used to tease me all the time. They said, "Why you signing in that Republican League over at the American League? You should have came over in that Democrat League." You know.
Yeah.
And so, but it had a lot. I've been very fortunate. I had one of our greatest pitchers died a couple of years ago, a year and a half ago, Frank Lurie, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I came up in an area that I looked up to people, and I learned how to model myself, how to become a professional athlete and a ball player.
Yeah, that's very important. I tried to contact Lenny Green several times over the years, and
okay, but I wish you had a call me for now. I've been at his number, so
I just couldn't get. I wanted to do an interview with him, like I have some, a number of other former twins, but he just wouldn't talk and just didn't seem interested in doing anything.
Okay.
And I was wondering if he was mad at the twins or what might have caused that.
Well, he got you're up in age, and he's not mad.
Yeah.
I guess it goes to come. I'm 76 years old. I get the point. Sometimes I want to talk, sometimes I don't. And I don't think he was mad. But Lenny, he wanted a modern role model for the integration in the baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Things he went through, I've been through, he went through harder. But we always looked at, we had to pave the way for the young people to make it not only good for the black, but for the white players too. So he always talked that type of language. He always talked about all baseball. We all about one people.
Yep.
But I'm just fortunate. And his wife called me Sunday morning. She called me because Lenny been, I know he's been sick off the last months or so. And I did call his house a couple of times. In the last 6 months, he didn't want to talk.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we got a certain age you get like that. And that was a great loss to the family of baseball people. And I did call a little word for the great guy, Tommy Davis, about Lenny. I left a word for him, and I called around the country other people about Lenny.
Okay, that's great. That's great.
It's something about baseball and sports. Yeah, brotherhood, that's forever. You have brotherhood, whether you're black or white. That's the brotherhood that you grow, that's closer than your own family.
Yeah, it's like you say, it really is a brotherhood. I don't know if you know a person that was kind of with the Twins more in their minor league system than anywhere else, but his name is Wayne Hathaway.
Yeah, Earl Batty, and remember Earl Batty, all them guys over there, yeah.
Yeah.
So I come to tell the end of them guys, and I think Tom, I can get this white kid in spring training. Lenny Green introduced me to him, and played center field for the Twins at the time.
Jimmy Hall.
I came up early in my career at 19 years old, and And I spent some time with all of them in 3 decades of people, so I'm blessed. So, but Lenny is a great big part of my life and how I live my life, how I carry myself as a professional athlete.
Well, Mr. Horton, I got a chance. You know, I've followed baseball since '57, and so I got a chance to see you guys all play, and I really enjoyed it, and I really appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule to talk with me today.
And keep my number in case you want anything else in the future.
Okay. Do you get online there?
Yeah, you can text me and tell me how to do it. I'm not in that computer, but I'll get one of my grandbabies. we got big family. We got 22 grandkids and 21 great and 2 great-great.
Wow. That's impressive.
We got big, a lot of grandbabies.
Well, that sounds good. You have yourself a wonderful day. And if I can ever be of any assistance, please let me know.
Okay. And thank you, and take the information to me, and I'll get one of them to show me. And keep that. I'm getting ready to go to Florida. Okay. And I used to go, this is my 59th year going to Florida. Back in Lakeland, we got a daughter and grandkid and great-grandkid live in Lakeland.
Good.
And we have Davenport. So, who knows, you might want to call me again in the future.
I will do that, and maybe, it's too bad the Twins and the Tigers, I don't think they play in spring training.
Because Minnesota will be over, you and I played all them years over in Orlando area.
Yeah, we're down in Fort Myers.
I was telling my kids, we used to go play the Twins, man, you had to pull off the highway to get mosquitoes off your windshield. And that's how the country cleared up down there now, real nice. But anyway, just give me a call and give my best to your family and Happy New Year to all you guys.
I will. Just before I called you, I told my wife I was going to give you a call and asked her if she knew you, because she was from Saginaw. I will do that. So you have yourself a great day.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.